Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our weekly Powering Your Property segment, where we look at the biggest headlines coming out of the property space. Now, in recent years, the growth and adoption of new technologies has improved the lives of Singaporeans and their well-being to effortlessly complement their modern lifestyles and provide seamless convenience and connectivity. In 2018, the smart home market in Singapore was estimated at over $125 million and is predicted to grow at a double-digit rate in 2025. Now, homegrown tech firm Habitat has pushed new frontiers of smart living for homes, offices, and buildings for unparalleled comfort, control, as well as connectivity. And today we speak to CEO and founder of Habitat, Mr. Franklin Tang, about the new breakthroughs in smart living innovations. Franklin, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you for having me.
So there's a vast potential of smart living technology in the market to improve people's lives, isn't there? What are the driving factors attributed to the growing demand of Singapore's smart home market?
The Singapore smart home market was driven with the idea of being able to provide smart home dwellers with technology that would make their life a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Habitat started with doing was to look at how we would live in a home and how we would interact with the community and as well as to access a lifestyle. So we created this smart home living platform that comprises three pillars. First was being able to seamlessly connect to smart devices within the home, being able to control them at your fingertips, and then, of course, being able to interact with the community. So if you live, for example, in a condominium and you had to invite your friends, you wouldn't want to always be having to inform the security about your friend's arrival. So we created a very simple-to-use invitation system on the app that allowed your guests to come in through the condominium quite seamlessly by just scanning a QR code. And of course, sitting in your living room and enjoying your space, you would then naturally think about lifestyle services. So we've got everything that's related from food delivery, mm-hmm. Tie-ups, to transportation, as well as cleaning services, all integrated into this mobile app we call the Habitat app.
But doesn't the over-reliance of artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things pose a challenge to homes?
Well, I think if you think about how technology will benefit users, it ultimately isn't in the technology itself, mm-hmm. The outcome of using the technology. Habitat's vision is clearly not just to sell a technology platform. Our vision is really to free up your time and my time to be able to spend it on doing things that are meaningful, which is with perhaps friends and families. Being able to spend quality time with that. And automation takes away a lot of the headaches. I'll give you a very simple example.
Okay.
If my parent, my mother wants to send me something, and in the past, I would have to be home to receive it, regardless of the hour. And today, because I have a smart door lock, I'm just able to, when she reaches the door of my apartment, I'm able to remotely unlock that door and have that open for her. And this really creates a much more convenient time for her to drop by. It also gives me a lot less stress in having to be at home and waiting for her. So technology really, really, the outcome of good technology is making your life a lot more seamless and a lot more comfortable.
So then, Franklin, maybe you can tell us about the Habitat story. What was your journey like building Habitat? And what was the catalyst for the startup of the company?
I think when I was looking at the Singapore's vision of a smart nation, it got me very excited. And I wanted to see how, as a technology person, how we would be able to build a Singapore story. And when I looked around at the various technologies that were available, I discovered that there was nothing quite built for a Singapore environment and where we live in dense places and we've got people and communities versus in some of the technology countries like the United States, where people live further apart and they've got less people sharing common facilities. And that drove me to think about how we could create a Singapore version of a smart living platform. And of course, being a first mover in that space meant that we had to learn on the job and we had to be really quite quick thinking in dealing with the various issues. And you know, this was really a market that didn't exist. So when we initially pitched to property developers, they were definitely very interested because the idea was very interesting for them. But at the same time, nobody really knew how to execute it. And I think that was one of the biggest challenges that we faced was to get everyone who was a stakeholder in construction. So for example, if you've seen developers buying a piece of land, they then hire the architect, they hire the main contractor, and now they've got a technology component which previously didn't exist. And how we would fit software with hardware and brick and mortar buildings to deliver functionality to end users that will be interesting and easy for them to use was in itself a very big challenge. And so we undertook a lot of these challenges in integration, in education, with a bid to, of course, achieve our vision of creating that seamless user experience. And looking back, it's been 4 years, I would say, it's been very rewarding. Today, probably 8 out of 10 projects that you see that are being launched in the property sector of private homes will come with some kind of a smart feature. And I'm really happy that Habitat was part of this journey in establishing this new normal for the use of technology.
So things have changed quite a bit then for right from the inception and construction of a project. You've worked with a number of, from Park Place to Highline to Duo. So you really start from the ground up in terms of conceptualizing and implementing the technology. As you mentioned, it's no longer just about finding a contractor to build and conceptualize the project. It's also working with a partner to conceptualize the technology for the residential units. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think if you think about the entire journey, Habitat is probably the system or the party that would be there from when you start all the way through when you finish construction. And not only that, one of our projects, Corals at Keppel Bay by Keppel Land, we've launched or completed that smart home in 2016. And till today, we still interact with the residents. They're still using our platform. And we have an ongoing relationship to support, enhance the functions that we have brought to this project. So if you think about it, technology would stay for a very, very long time with you. It will evolve with you. And hopefully it will bring you greater benefits as the technology also matures and evolves and innovates.
So Franklin, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about how Habitat has incorporated artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things to enable users to enjoy greater comfort and convenience in their homes, buildings, and offices. You gave us the example earlier of, you know, if your mum comes around to visit, but what about inside the house on a day-to-day basis? I mean, are we talking about programming, air conditioning, lighting? What are we talking about here?
Yep, I think we're really excited about the possibilities of AI. We spent the last 4 years really enabling. So if you think about it, having a smart device, having an app, being able to push a button to control, that's kind of like a norm today. And we've taken about 4 years to get to where we are today. But really, the next step is how AI and machine learning is going to enhance this seamless user experience. So what Habitat hopes to achieve in being able to roll out AI into our platform is to be able to predict. And let me give you just a very, very simple example. Imagine if I would love to have my light switched on at 7 p.m. every day, and it's a habit for me. And I would always come home and I would like to have that turned on at 7 p.m. each night. And I walk through the door, I turn it on every night. And today, AI will help you by predicting that, hey, Franklin's going to come home and he's going to switch on that light. So why don't I prompt Franklin, even before he steps through the door, through a combination of factors, either because he's tapped on the app on the lift, on the elevator to come up through the security access system, or we know that he's in the vicinity of his home. And the AI would prompt you to say, hey, shall we turn on this light at 7 p.m. every day for you? And all you have to do is perhaps to say yes, and that's done for you. So it could be very, very simple use cases in your life where artificial intelligence is able to make that better for you, simply because there are some things in our lives we don't remember to do, or we don't want to remember to do. And AI really drives the ability for us to be able to achieve an even greater level of personalization for each individual. It doesn't have to be just myself. It could be my family members that would benefit as well, because they would have their own unique experiences in their own parts of the home, which AI would be able to address and personalize for them.
We're speaking with Mr. Franklin Tang, CEO and founder of Habitat. So Franklin, can you tell us more about the new offering, Tap Residential? What is that?
So since the launch of Habitat at Corals at Keppel Bay, there has been a growing demand definitely for smart homes. And I think this is seen in the various number of projects introducing smart features. And we've launched a new product line we call Tap. And TAP really gives developers who have not used Habitat a chance to try out a more entry-level option. They would be able to use it for various kinds of projects, not only the high-end residential market, but maybe also for the more mass market projects where they would like some essential smart functions, but perhaps not as extensive. The other benefit of TAP really is the ability to scale as a company. Giving a standardized solution allows us to also address some of the needs coming from the retrofit market. We've actually had many inquiries and calls from properties that have already been constructed. So if you think about it, right up to about 2016, where we started delivering smart homes, and until today, 2020, we've got a lot of condominium projects that were built pre-2016. And a lot of these residents are now also looking at, hey, how can we upgrade our estate? How can we have more functions that are smart, that will allow us to have to also experience that kind of smart living? And I think TAP really gives us the ability to address this market and bring more functionality or bring more users on board the chance to use smart technology.
Wonderful. Well, Franklin, thank you so much for sharing your insights and your updates with us.
Thank you, Rachel.
We've been speaking with Mr. Franklin Tang, CEO and founder of Habitat, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.